From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Egyptian media say at least 305 worshippers at our northern Sinai mosque were killed when Islamic militants sprayed them with gunfire. More from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Frightened residents fled the center of the town of Bir al-Abed after Islamic militants fired on people both inside and outside the Rauda Mosque. Scores of bodies were strewn across the mosque's carpeted floor. A man claiming to have been inside the mosque during the attack told Arab media that militants in four-wheel drive vehicles opened fire inside the house of worship following an explosion. Eyewitnesses also say the militants fired on ambulances as emergency personnel tried to evacuate the wounded to hospitals in nearby Arish. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And in the United States, U.S. President Donald Trump reacted to the violence, calling it a cowardly terrorist attack on innocent worshippers. A suicide bomber struck a paramilitary convoy in southwestern Pakistan Saturday, killing at least five people and wounding around 20 others. That bomb went off on a busy road in the capital. Violence hit in a province causing mostly civilian casualties. The Pakistani Taliban instantly took credit for the plotting of the attack, claiming it killed several security personnel. The anti-state militant group often issues inflated casualty tolls. There has been an increase in militant violence recently in and around that area, killing and wounding dozens of people. It is at the center of an economic corridor built in Pakistan. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump has told Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that the U.S. will no longer supply weapons to Kurdish YPG fighters in Syria. Ankara considers the YPG a terrorist organization. The U.S. sees the Syrian Kurds as the best fighting force combating the Islamic State. Three flights carrying humanitarian aid and aid workers arrived in Sana'a, the Yemen's capital. The aid is the first allowed in the country in nearly 3 weeks following a blockade imposed by the Saudi-led coalition, which has closed air, land, and sea access to Yemen in response to a missile attack by Iran-backed Houthi rebels near the Saudi capital of Riyadh. Zimbabwe's first new leader in nearly four decades has been sworn in. President Emmerson Mnangagwa takes a power in a nation left deeply scarred by 37 years of rule by Robert Mugabe, who resigned Tuesday under intense pressure from the military and the ruling party. The Zimbabwe High Court ruled that the military takeover that led to Mugabe's resignation was legal, which was a key decision since the military had insisted that its moves did not result in a coup. He took office with a promise to be the president for all Zimbabweans.
I'm not oblivious to the many Zimbabweans from across the political, ethnic, and racial divide who have helped make this day and thus have legitimate expectations from the office now I occupy.
Mnangagwa said Zimbabwe will need help to come out from under its international debts and get back on its feet. Four UN peacekeepers and a Malian soldier were killed and 21 others injured in two attacks on peacekeepers in Mali. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres strongly condemned the outrageous attacks and warned that targeting UN peacekeepers may constitute war crimes and lead to sanctions. London police found no casualties Friday after investigating reports of shots fired at a busy subway station. Police initially responded as if the incident were terror-related. Pope Francis visits Myanmar and neighboring Bangladesh next week amid international outrage over what the U.S. describes as the ethnic cleansing of Myanmar's Rohingya Muslim minority. And China is cutting import tariffs on a range of consumer goods amid pressure from the United States, Europe, and other governments for better access to its growing domestic market. The move announced comes as Beijing tries to spur economic growth driven by consumer spending instead of trade and investment. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.